Bright Eyes here on 2SER 107.3. Now, the Sydney Film Festival has announced its first ever Sydney Festival program, screening five films at the State Theatre for one weekend only on January the 15th, 16th and 17th in 2021. Sydney Film Festival summer season will provide audiences with a taste of what's to come later in the year when the Sydney Film Festival returns to cinemas in June 2021. And the Sydney Film Festival is 68 years old this year. How amazing is that? Well, this morning, I'm joined by the Sydney Film Festival director, Nishen Moodley, to talk more about it. Nishen, how are you?
Very good. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Now, how did this venture come about?
Well, as you know, of course, this year was a very difficult year for film festivals around the world and for Sydney Film Festival as well. And we had to cancel in late March. We had to cancel the Sydney Film Festival that was scheduled to take place in cinemas in June. And we decided after a little while to do an online film festival, which worked very, very well. But simultaneously, we were contacted by the Sydney Festival. And our friends at Sydney Festival said to us that they were going to do a program called Australian Made, focusing on Australian creators and also on Australian festivals. And they invited us to come on board and present a small program during Sydney Film Sydney Festival. And that was a very exciting prospect to us. It took a long time to work out because, of course, the situation was very unclear with COVID and what the capacities could be at cinemas and whether cinemas would be open at all. But I'm so delighted that we worked on it for a long time and it came together. And we have five wonderful films, and it's going to be such a great pleasure to welcome audiences back to the State Theatre.
Yes, there is nothing like going to the movies and the smell of popcorn or the mint choc top that's a personal favourite of mine, and then the big screen, right? I mean, we've all got big screen TVs in our home, but seriously, you cannot replace the experience of sitting in the cinema. Now, I know it's probably like asking you who's your favourite child, but is there a movie in particular you're excited for audiences to see in January?
Look, it's five films, so I really would like people to see all five if they can. But I'm really very happy that we're able to open our Sydney Film Festival summer season with Firestarter, The Story of Bangarra, a really fantastic documentary, a very moving documentary about Bangarra, the dance company. And it's a beautifully made film that really looks at how Bangarra grew from strength to strength, but it's also a story of some deep tragedy and about resilience. And I think it's a beautiful film, and I predict there won't be a dry eye in the house.
Oh, God. I mean, I'm getting goosebumps now just hearing you talk about it, because they are such an iconic dance company. And, I have seen them throughout the years, but I guess I don't know the backstory of them. So that sounds amazing.
It is amazing.
How's all the COVID planning going for you guys? Like, how are people going to feel about that side of things when they come into the State Theatre?
Well, we're working on a plan that will be, of course, COVID safe, socially distanced. There'll be extreme cleaning between sessions. So whereas during a typical Sydney Film Festival in June at the State Theatre, you're seeing five or six sessions a day. During our summer season, there'll be a maximum of three screenings a day. So that leaves plenty of time in between sessions for the deep cleaning of the State Theatre.
That's great. So when do tickets go on sale?
Tickets will be on sale today.
And, oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah, so get in quick.
Where do people go?
You can go to our website, sff.org.au, and you're able to buy individual tickets for single films, of course, and there's a subscription offer that gives you significant savings. And capacity is limited, of course.
Of course.
We're at about 50% of the 2,000 seats of the State Theatre. So do get in quick. And we look forward to seeing everyone in January. It's going to be great to be back in the cinema, not just for us as the festival and for the audience, of course, but also for the filmmakers. We expect to have the Australian filmmakers attend their screenings. And I think it will be so beautiful for them to screen their film at the State Theatre and in front of a big audience. So... Yeah. It's very exciting for us.
Yeah, it is. I can imagine it's going to be a very joyous experience to be in there, and particularly particularly with the filmmakers there as well. A really fantastic experience. Nishen, thank you so much for your time, and like we will link to your site on the podcast today. So if people, they better rush in and get tickets, I would say.
Yes.
Sounds like it's very limited, but thank you so much for your time.
Sure. Thank you very much for having me on the show.